At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Thursday, May 4th.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to look toward a big Major League Baseball slate here on a Thursday with 10 games overall and focus on a 1:10 p.m. Eastern time first pitch in an interleague matchup between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Tampa Bay Rays. Currently, the Rays are listed as a minus 185 home favorite, with the Pittsburgh Pirates a plus 170 road dog, and the total in this game is 8.5. Now, going into this matchup, the Rays are 25-6, best record in Major League Baseball. If you had actually bet $100 on every Rays bet, on every Rays game so far this year, you'd be up almost $1,000. That's how good the Rays have been to start the season. Equally, Pittsburgh, same thing here. If you bet $100 in every Pittsburgh game, you'd be up almost $1,400. They're 20-10. They've been more contrarian and more plus money dog situations and smaller money line prices. But either way, both teams have been off to a great start. However, the Rays have taken the first two games of this interleague series. They won the opener 4-1 as a minus 160 home favorite. They won again yesterday 8-1 as a minus 210 home favorite. In this afternoon series finale, the Pirates are going to go to righty Vince Velasquez, who's 4-2 with a 3.06 ERA. Meanwhile, Tampa Bay will counter with righty Zach Eflin, 3-0 with an ERA of 3.00. This line opened, and what have we seen across the market? Well, respected money laying the chalk with Tampa Bay. This game opened with Tampa Bay listed around a minus 170 home favorite. We've now seen the Rays get steamed up all the way to minus 185, so about 15 cents of steam in Tampa Bay's favor, telling us those bigger, sharper wagers have laid the chalk, not scared off by this money line price in favor of the Rays. Rays are getting roughly 75% of bets in dollars, so kind of telling us that both pros and Joes are getting down on the Rays here. Most likely the betting public, just because the Rays have a great record. We might as well ride them if they're 25-6. Whereas wise guys seem to like the Rays based on the price. And again, that's the big distinction between pros and Joes. Pros are going to bet based on their projections and their discrepancies, and if they find an edge between their number and what the odds makers are offering. Joes, or average Joes or casual bettors, they'll bet based on their gut instinct and bias. So it looks like the pros are saying, hey, Tampa's red hot, you know, opening minus 170. Maybe we have this game closer to minus 180, minus 190. Boom. Late with Tampa, cause that steam move in their favor. Tampa Bay matches quite a few systems that I like to look toward. One would be non-division favorites off a win. Those teams are 117 and 64, 65% this year with a 5% ROI. The Rays have the better hitting, hitting 280 versus 259 for the Pittsburgh Pirates. The Rays also have better pitching, team ERA of 2.96 versus 3.60. And the Rays in this spot in particular have been a great bet. They're 24 and 5 as a favorite. They're 18 and 15 against righties, or 18 and 5 against righties, I should say. And they are 16 and 2 at home. They've been great to back here at the Chop. Then also, the Rays have that just overall value of being a favorite in an interleague matchup. Interleague play, the lack of familiarity really benefits, quote-unquote, the better team. You don't really know your opponent. You don't know how to match up. Therefore, the cream rises to the top. Really, the better team does better in these unfamiliar situations. So I'm liking Tampa on this one. Pretty good steam move. Quite a few system matches. Zach Eflin has been a great free agent pickup here. I'm going to ride the red-hot Rays here. At home, I'm laying it with Tampa, minus 185 at 1:10 p.m. Eastern time today. An early matchup on a big thirsty Thursday.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest, I'm going to look toward another matchup here in Major League Baseball. Let's go to an American League showdown a little bit later this afternoon. A lot of day sweats in MLB. 3:37 p.m. Eastern time, Seattle visiting the Oakland Athletics. And if you like the Oakland A's in Oakland, you better enjoy them now. They might be moving to Vegas here. Or actually, they will be moving to Vegas in a few years here. But anyway, Seattle is 14 and, or sorry, so the current number for this game is Seattle, big favorite, minus 230 road favorite, with Oakland around a plus 200 or plus 210 home dog. The total in this game is 8. What are we seeing here? Well, the Mariners, they're 14 and 16. They've won the first two games of this three-game series, going for the sweep today. They won the opener 2-1 as a minus 125 road favorite. They won again yesterday 7-2 as a minus 180 road favorite. This afternoon's finals, our series finale, we have Seattle going with righty George Kirby, who's 2-2 with a 2.93 ERA. He'll be opposed by Drew Rushinski, who's 0-1 with a 4.76 ERA for Oakland. Meanwhile, the A's, we just talked about Tampa, best record in baseball. Well, the A's, worst record in baseball, 6-25. I notice if you go to these games, the natives are so restless, they're saying fire the owner and bringing signs to the games as he won't spend any money. Now he's going to move to Vegas. So you feel pretty bad for the Oakland fans. But anyway, what have we seen here across the board? Well, even though it's a big number, wise guys are laying it here with Seattle. Open around Seattle, minus 190, minus 200. Now they're all the way up to minus 230. So despite being such a large price here, looks like pros are saying, hey, still value here on Seattle with the big advantage over Oakland, who's been the worst team in baseball. Mariners are getting 85% of bets, but 90% of the money. Again, another pro and Joe bet split, heavy combination of both public and sharp support. Quite a few system matches on Seattle. Best system here would be a road favorite who made the playoffs versus an opponent who did not. Those teams are 57 and 33, 63% with a 5% ROI. Both teams are hitting about 220, but the big difference comes on the mound. Seattle has an ERA of 3.45 versus 7.45 for Oakland. They have the worst pitching in all Major League Baseball, and this has really been a bet against in this spot for the Oakland A's. The Oakland A's are only 6-23 as a dog, 4-16 against righties, and 3-14 at home. So even though it's a big number, I'm laying it with Seattle here. I'll lay the minus 230. As always, bet to risk, first bet to win. Had a great conversation with Mitch and Pauly on Follow the Money when I joined them yesterday about the importance of bet to risk versus bet to win. Sole point being is if you go Seattle with me today, you're not risking 2.3 units to win one unit. That would be betting to win. You bet to risk, which means you're just risking your one unit. That way, if Seattle loses, you know, you don't want them to lose, but if they do, you got to plan for the worst, hope for the best. That means you only lose one unit, where if you bet to win, you'd lose 2.3 units. So you mitigate your risk here, which is really the importance of betting trist first, betting to win. And then also, this total is 8. Some are 8, some are 8.5, really juiced up under. This would basically be a favorite low total system match, correlative betting. So fewer amount of expected runs scored, more likely to come from the better team. So I'm going to rock Seattle here. It's a big number, but I'm going minus 230, just trying to grind out risking one unit, trying to get a little less than a half unit back on Seattle today and a big matchup 3:37 p.m. in the American League West. NBA and NHL playoff season is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's sweats.
Well, for Josh's sweats, already gave away a couple of them. I'm officially on Tampa Bay. Early game here, 1:10 p.m. It'd be nice to start the day with a winner. I would like that steam move toward Tampa, minus 170 up to minus 185. Non-division favorites off a win have been great, 65%. And Tampa's red hot, especially at home. Big advantage here, I think, for the Rays. So I'm on Rays, minus 185. I'm on Seattle, minus 230. Big number here. But, of course, Betris versus Bet to Win. I don't think anyone is gonna bet on Oakland too much this year. To me, they're going to be a bet against much of the year. And Seattle, with their bats starting to come alive, in a good matchup here with Kirby over Rychinski. So I'm on Seattle, minus 230. But now let's go over to the NHL. One game in the NHL caught my eye here. The Toronto Maple Leafs. I'm going with the Leafs tonight. Give me the Leafs. I got the Leafs at minus 185. This is game two of the second round in the NHL playoffs. The Florida Panthers, who broke my heart as a Bruins fan, got a win in game one. They won game one up in Toronto, 4-2, cashing as a plus 160 road dog. But I'm liking Toronto to even up the series here tonight, hopefully in a desperation spot. Number one is the line move toward Toronto. The Leafs open around a minus 170, minus 175 home favorite. Now the Leafs are up to minus 185. I see some shops even a little higher, like minus 190-ish. So all movement and liability has been on Toronto. The Leafs are getting 63% of money line bets, but 84% of the money for the money line bets. So again, hockey's a little tricky, a little different here based on other sports. You know, it's not as heavily bet as a sport like the NFL. So that therefore I don't really put as much stock into going contrarian, but I do like that bet split. Only about 2/3 of the bets, but almost 90% of the money tells me those bigger wagers here are on Toronto. Toronto would also match a couple systems for me. Number one, will be home favorites in the NHL playoffs. They haven't been great this year. Actually, been a little bit of kind of a regression here. But if you look at playoff favorites in general, since the start of last season, they're 87-56, 61%. You're up around 2% ROI. Playoff favorites this year, they're only 28-26, basically a wash. But you do get that home ice advantage in terms of not just the crowd. Some people think the referees are a little bit more friendly to the home team as well. But really, it's getting the last ice change, being able to see who the opponent throws out over the boards, and then being able to put out, you know, if it's a good star scorer or star scoring line, you can put out your best defenseman or best defensive pair. So you have that advantage, playoff favorites, but really it's desperate off a loss. This is one of my favorite systems here, but if you are off a loss in the Stanley Cup playoffs, just coming back the next game to bounce back, you're 24-18 this year, 57% with a 13% ROI. This has been a good system here for quite a while. If you go back over a decade, it's about 54%, 7% unit, 7% ROI with about 50 units won. So it's been a good angle in this desperate off a loss system match. I'm looking at the series price. Florida's now minus 125, up 1-0. Toronto's plus 105. I could be intrigued by buying low on Toronto here, plus 105. But really the difference here, you know, both teams scoring about 3.5 goals a game, but defensively, didn't really show in game one, but the Leafs have been better defensively this year, allowing 2.7 goals a game versus 3.3 for Florida. And also power play, 26% versus 24%, and penalty kill, 82% versus 76%. So I'm banking on the Leafs here. Hopefully get back on track and win one tonight with a big steam move in their favor in a couple system matches. And I'd also mention, do have a little bit of liability to the over. Total in this game is 6.5, but it's really juiced up over minus 125, minus 130. We have seen Florida, one of the better over teams this year. They're 48, 34, and 8 to the over, and they're 4-1 to the over their last five. So I didn't play the over. It's just a notable lean, juiced up over to me. But I'm going Toronto here. On the money line, give me the Leafs at minus 185. And then a little bonus before we get out of here. Just wanted to mention one NBA game here tonight. Obviously the only game tonight, Lakers and Warriors. But I did notice some line movement toward Warriors. They're down 1-0 in the series. But the Warriors tonight, they open around -5. They're now up to -6. So it looks like some liability, some respective money going with the Warriors here to get back on track and get a win and cover this number. The Warriors are only getting around 56% of bets. So basically public is split, but they're taking in 73% of the money. So a little bit of low bets, higher dollars in favor of Golden State. Also, I think really my play here is to buy low and take Golden State on the series price. Golden State actually opened this series around -145, Lakers around +120. You saw Lakers win game one outright as a, four and a half, five point dog. Now the series price is Lakers minus 175 and Golden State plus 145. So I think there's value to buy low on Golden State plus 145. Reminds me quite a bit of the Celtics from last night, not only in terms of kind of the buy low situation, but also the series price. Like, I got down on Celtics minus 190 before yesterday's game. They opened minus 450, thinking that, hey, they'd get back on track last night. Well, they did. Now they're back up to minus 230. So I like to buy low on, like, kind of sometimes a favorite who loses game one. You can get a better number on them to buy low in their adjusted series price. So to me, the angle is taking Golden State plus 145 now, getting some plus money, hopefully getting a win here tonight with the line move in their favor. And there's also a stat going around. I'm going to butcher it a little bit, but they mentioned it on the telecast last night between the Celtics and Philadelphia. But I believe it's something like if you lose the first game at home in a playoff series, those teams have come back and won that second game, I believe, like 14 straight times. So I think it's now 14, or maybe it's maybe 13 or 14 or 15 times now, but that's the angle that the Warriors are in. They're in the same spot as the Celtics last night in that bounce back spot. So some sharp movement toward the Warriors tonight, minus 5 to minus 6, but my angle is I'm taking Golden State right now plus 145 on the series price, buying low. Hopefully they win. Again, the line's moving in their favor. Pretty sharp bet split. Then you're going to get an even better number, probably back to a minus number if they win this one here. So that about does it for today's VSiN Daily Morning Bets on Thursday, May 4th. Looks like we hit pretty much every sport going on today, baseball, NHL, NBA. But reminder, if you're looking for more VSiN in your life, my biggest recommendation would be sign up for our newsletter. It's free. It costs you nothing. Just go to VSiN.com/newsletter, put in your email, hit submit. Then boom, you wake up every day to great sports betting content, insights, articles letting you know the big games that day, our breakdowns, our expert picks and analysis, as well as letting you know what's going on in particular at VSiN on a daily basis. So again, sign up VSiN.com/newsletter. Also, we'd love for you to become a member at VSiN, become a pro member. Only $9.99. It's a great offer here. Introductory offer here. You get everything that we offer at VSiN. You'll get all the best bet picks sent to your inbox multiple times throughout the day from all the guests and hosts at VSiN. You'll get all the live stream of all the VSiN shows, all the articles beyond the paywall, as well as all those great DraftKings percentages letting you know bets and dollars on every game. Of course, at least, if you're not going to sign up and become a member, follow us on Twitter. Give us some social media love. Follow us at VSiN Live. You can follow me at Josh_Insights. But I wish you the best of luck. Have a fantastic day today, everybody. As the wise man of VSiN likes to say, hopefully you can cash some tickets, because that's what it's all about. Enjoy the sweats, everyone. Good luck.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.